Nesechtas Makris Daf Ches, 8 lines from the bottom of Daf Zayin Amud Beis at the new Mishnah, and in Pashas Shoftim, when the Torah is speaking about someone that is chayiv to go to Golus, the Torah gives an example and states, "Vashe Yovo Yisrael Bayar Lachter Beitzim V'Nitcha Yoder Bagazin Lichris Eitz V'Noshla Basel Min Eitz U'Matz Yisrael V'Meis Hu Yonas Al Achas Ha'Erma Ilu V'Chayi." And our Mishnah will now bring two examples where it will be a machlekes between Rabbi and Chachamim, and both of these machlekesim will be based on how to understand in this pasuk. And our Mishnah begins, Nishpana Basel Mikatoi V'Horag Rabbi Oime Ina Goyla V'Chacham Oime Goyla, that if Reuven is in the middle chopping wood and the iron blade slips off the handle and it flies off and it kills Shimon, so Rabbi hold that this is not the case of the pasuk. In this case, Reuven would not go to Golus. However, the Chacham hold that this is exactly the case of the pasuk. In this case, Reuven would be chayiv to go to Golus. And on Daf Chesem Aleph, Rabbeinu Chananel explains, Nishpana Basel Mikatoi Koidim Shiyah that Rebbe is discussing a scenario where prior to Reuven chopping any wood, while Reuven was making a motion to start chopping wood, the iron blade of the axe already flew off the handle, and therefore this case is karv lemezid, as certainly Reuven should have been boidik his axe more carefully, and he would have realized that the blade of the axe was already loose. Therefore, Reuven is not chayiv galus. However, other rishonim explain exactly the opposite, that this case is karv l'oynis. That is the reason that Reuven is not chayiv to go to Golus. However, the Chacham hold that this is exactly what the pasuk means when it states v'noshla basel min ha'etz, that the iron blade fell off of the wood and slipped off the wood. And the Chacham hold that this is a case of a shogeg and not a case of karv l'mezid, as l'maisa, even if someone would check the axe very well prior to starting chopping wood, there is always a possibility that the blade will fall off of the handle. Therefore, this is considered a shogeg. And the Mishnah now continues with the second machlekes between Rabbi and Chachamim. Min ha'etz mespakeya, Rabbi ime goyla v'chachamim ine goyla, that if Reuven is chopping wood, and when he hits the piece of wood with force, a large piece of wood gets dislodged and it flies off and it hits Shimon and kills Shimon. The Rabbi holds that this is the case of the pasuk when it states v'noshla basel min ha'etz, that the piece of iron dislodges a piece of the tree, and that piece of wood goes and is matzas re'eu and it finds his friend and it kills Shimon. So in that case, the Torah teaches us that Reuven is chayiv to go to Golus. However, Chacham hold that that is not the case of the Torah, and Reuven is not chayiv to go to Golus, as this is so unusual that it's considered karav lo ines. Our Gemara now begins. Tanya, we learned to the Braisa. Omalem Rabbi Chacham, Rabbi responds to Chachamim, v'chinam v'noshla basel me'itzai. Does the pasuk state that the iron slipped off of its wood handle, v'aloy l'nema el mina eitz? But the pasuk states mina eitz, and therefore it seems that the pasuk is telling us that the iron hit a piece of wood and hit a tree, and dislodge a large splinter or a large piece of wood from the tree. And Rebbe continues, "Va'oid nema eitz lamata v'nema eitz lamaylo," that this pasuk actually uses the term eitz in two different places. And as the pasuk states, "Vashi yovo Yisrael bayar lachter v'etzim v'nitcha yoder begazel lichreis eitz v'noshla basel mina eitz u'matz Yisrael v'meis and ma eitz ha'omel lamaylo mina eitz ha'mespakeya." And just like when the Torah stated v'nitcha yoder begazel lichreis eitz, that he was chopping wood and it's referring to the actual tree, af eitz amul matam mina eitz mespakeya. Therefore, when the Torah continues and states v'noshla basel mina eitz, it's also referring to the actual tree, and the Torah is referring to a scenario where the basel chipped off a piece of wood from the tree, and that piece of wood flew and killed Shimon. The Gemara continues, Amar b'chir ba'ashi amarav u'shneim mikru echadashu, that the machlek is between Rebbe and Chachamim is based on their understanding of the pasuk and pasha shevtim. Is when the pasuk states v'noshla basel mina eitz, Rebbe sava yesh im l'mesiris v'nishal k'siv v'rabbanu savri yeshem l'mikra v'nashal k'rinon, that Rebbe holds that yeshem l'mesiris, therefore we dash in the pasuk based on the k'siv. And if the pasuk would not have the nekudais, then we would read the pasuk as if it says v'nishal basel min eitz, that the iron caused a piece of the tree to fly off of the tree. Al Rabbanu hold that yeshem l'mikra, and l'maisa the kri is v'nashal basel min eitz, and the scenario of the Torah is where the iron flew off of the handle of the axe. And let's see Rashi 3 lines from the bottom of the Amid, Yeshem Lemeserius, in Moshe Masr Ksav Shel Teva Lemesha, Anu Tzrich Lendarsha Voloi Lufi Amikra, Kasha Atakir V'Noshal, Atem Mesef Havar Shel Aleph Vashel Hei, Bein Nun Lashin. And when someone reads the word as V'Noshal, then it's as if someone has to add in an Aleph or a Hei between the Nun and the Shin, or Lufi Amaserius V'Nishal Ksiv. However, by reading the word as V'Nishal, then there's no need to add any letters into the word, and you can read it as V'Nishal, or Purusha Nishal Shehishla Basel Men Eitz HaMespakeya, umatzas reyu rabbanon tzav yeshin lemikra v'nashal karina lashapal and a basil atzmoi nashal me'al itzai. And Ayin Ritvo points out that even though it seems Rabbi Chiyuba Ashi in the name of Rav is explaining another reason for the machlekes between Rabbi Nachamim and Lachir, it seems to be arguing on the brisa, but Ayin Shom that they're actually not arguing on the previous brisa, as the Maisu have a brisa where Rabbi actually explained his reasoning. Ayin Shom. Gemara now continues and asks Rabbi Yeshem Lemaseris relay that how can you tell me that Rabbi holds Yeshem Lemaseris? And we continue on Daf Chesem and Aleph. The Amr Bitzur Bar Yosef, Amr Bichron, Rabbi Yudram writes, or Beisham Rabbi Shim Rabbi Kiva, Kulusirulu Yeshem Lemikra. As we saw in the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin on Daf Dalim and Aleph, that Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef said in the name of Rabbi Yechron that Rabbi as well as Rabbi Yehuda ben Reitz, Beisham and Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Kiva all agree that Yeshem Lemikra and they do not hold Yeshem Lemaseris. Therefore, how could Rav say that the reason for Rabbi is because he holds Yeshem Lemaseris? And the Gemara responds, Hayinu Dukamaluhu Va'oid, that this is why when Rabbi brought his reasoning and he responded to Rabbanon, he stated his second reason and he explained Nema Itz Lamata Venema Itz Lamayla. And based on this limud, therefore Rabbi understood that in our pasuk we actually go based on the mesiris and we read the pasuk as if it states v'nishla bazel mina eitz. And with these there, we can now understand why Rav came to explain the shita of Rabbi, as Rav explained that Rabbi's reason is based on the fact that in our case he holds yeshem mesiris, and the reason why we have the brisa where Rabbi gave two reasons is because Rabbi is trying to explain why he holds that although generally I don't hold Yeshem Lemaseris, but regarding this pasuk, I hold we go based on the Maseris and we dash into pasuk as if it states V'nishla Basel Mina Eitz, and Rebbe gave us two reasons. Number one, because the pasuk states V'nishla Basel Mina Eitz and doesn't state Me'etzai, even if that would not be enough of a reason, but I also have a second reason based on a hekesh as to the usage of the word Eitz to the pasuk when the pasuk states originally Lichroi Se'etz, and when the pasuk states V'nishla Basel Mina Eitz, both are referring to the actual tree and not to the handle of the axe. And the Gemara continues that we just saw that there's machlekes between Rabbi and the Chachamim in a case where Reuven is chopping wood and Reuven hits a tree and a piece of the tree now goes and flies and kills Shimon, and Rabbi hold that Reuven will be chayv to go to Golis, while the Rabbanan hold that Reuven will be part of him Golis, and therefore Amra Papa, Rabbi Papa explains man the shot a piece of the digla va'ata tamri va'ozol tamri v'kotol banul machlekes Rabbi Rabbanan, that in a case where someone takes a hard piece of mud and he throws it at a date tree or a palm tree and it knocks a date off of the tree and the date hits Shimon and it kills Shimon, whereas the Meiri explains that the date actually hit a young child and the young child died, that this would be based on the same machlekes between Rabbi and the Chachamim, as this would be exactly the same scenario as a case where Reuven hit a tree and then a piece of the tree went and killed Shimon, and Rabbi would hold that this is still considered the koyach of Reuven and therefore Reuven is chayav to go to Golus, while the Rabbanan hold that this is a case of Kaya Kaychai, and Reuven would not be chayav to go to Golus. And the Gemara is Pshita, that L'chayu, this seems to be Pashut, and what is the Chiddush of Rapapa? And the Gemara explains, Ma'arut Himma Kaya Kaychai Dami Kamash Blon. One may think that although Rabbi holds that if Reuven hits a tree with an axe, and then a piece of wood goes and flies, and it kills Shimon, that is considered Kaychai, that is because the axe never left Reuven's hand, and therefore it was from his power that the actual piece of wood flew and hit Shimon, and therefore he's chayav to go to Golus. However, in this case, where Reuven threw a piece of mud and the mud is no longer in his hand, then when the clump of dirt actually hits the date and the date falls off the tree and it hits Shimon, that would be considered Kayach Kaychai, and possibly Rebbe would agree to the Chachamim that Reuven would not be chayav to go to Golus. Rav Papa teaches us that certainly this would be exactly the same case as a Mishnah, and Rebbe would hold that's considered Kaychai, and therefore Reuven would be chayav to go to Golus, and the same achlekes between Rebbe and Rabbanan would apply. And as Rashi explains, Ma'arutema, how the Rebbe could and the Gemara continues and feels that it's obvious that Rebbe would hold that if there would be a case where it's Kayach Kaychai, then certainly the din of Golos would not apply, and therefore the Gemara is will be an example of a case of Kayach Kaychai that even Rebbe would agree to Rabbanon that Reuven would not be chayv to go to Golos. And the Gemara explains Mishkachas law could go into shot a piece of machil garmo, the ozel garmo machil kabasa, the ozel tamri, the ozel tamri, the kotol. And the case would be where Reuven threw a clump of dirt, and instead of hitting the fig directly, it hit a branch on the tree, and then the branch hit a cluster of dates, and then a date fell and killed Shimon. Then in that case, even Rebbe would agree that it is kayach kaychai, and therefore Reuven would not be chayiv to go to Golos. We continue with the new Mishnah, Hazerik Evel Rishis Rabim V'Harag HaReza Goyla. If Reuven throws a stone into Rishis Rabim and he didn't intend to kill anyone, then Reuven would be chayiv to go to Golos, and this is a case of Shoigeg, and this would not be considered a case of Karav L'Mezid, and the Gemara will explain this in detail. And the Mishnah continues, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Eimer, Im Mishchich Yotzer Avim Yodoy Hoytzi Alos Reisha V'Kibla HaReza Pato. If at the time that Reuven threw a stone into the Rishis Rabim, Shimon wasn't in the Rishis Rabim, and after Reuven already released the stone, Shimon stuck his head out of a window, and then the stone hit Shimon and it killed Shimon, then Reuven would not be chayiv to go to Golos. And the Gemara will explain this further, and we will also discuss if anyone argues on Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, or if all agree to the sheet of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. And the Mishnah continues, Zarekas Evel Chatzirai, if Reuven throws a stone into his own chatzah, v'harag, and he kills Shimon, so im yesh rishus l'nizv l'kanes l'sham gaila, if Shimon had permission to be in the chatzah, then Reuven would be chayiv to go to Golos. However, vim lav ein a gaila, if Shimon did not have permission to be there, and he was trespassing, then Reuven would not be chayiv to go to Golos. And the Mishnah bases on the pasuk, shenem as the pasuk in Pasha Shaftim states, v'asher yovei Yisrael baya lachtev eitzim, that if Reuven and Shimon come together into a forest in order to chop wood, and we dash in ma yar rishus l'nizuk l'mazik l'konishisham, that just like in the example that the Torah gave about a forest, the forest is a place where the mazik and the nizik had a right and permission to be there, afkol rishus l'nizuk l'mazik l'konishisham, therefore the only time that Reuven b'chayev to go to Golos is only in a case where both he and the nizik had a right to be somewhere, and the nizik wasn't trespassing, yotze chotze balabayis she'in rishus l'nizuk l'konishisham, and this excludes a case of the chotze of balabayis where the nizik didn't have any permission to be there, and Shimon was trespassing. And the pashas, we shouldn't be gurus the word mazik in our Mishnah. However, Ayin Meiri, who is gurus af kol rishus l'nizik l'mazik l'konot hasham, and the Meiri explains masha amal l'nizik l'mazik derech shitfa hishinuya v'lo bo el l'mayit chotza mazik she'in rishus l'nizik l'konot hasham u'mikom moka in koshkein im lo yehoi rishus l'mazik l'konot. And certainly in a case where the mazik didn't have permission to be there either, then certainly he would not go to Golos, as in that case it would be karav l'mezid. And Ayin Rishenim, who discuss what would be the din if both the Nizik and the Mazik did not have a right to be in someone's property, and for example, if they went into Levi's property and both Reuven and Shimon were trespassing at the time. And finally, the Mishnah continues, Abishol Oimer, that Abishol actually learns from the fact that the Torah gave an example about a forest and about chopping wood, and he explains, Machatavis Eitzim Rishus, that we see from the Torah that the only time that one is Chayev Golos is when they're doing an action which is Rishus, Yotza Ava Makis Benoi, where Rav raised Talmida Vishlech Bezin, and this comes to exclude that if a father is hitting his son in order to give him musar, in order to make sure that he's going on the proper derech, or similarly, if a Rebbe hits his Talmud, or a Shliach Bezin that's carrying out his duties as a Shliach Bezin and is giving someone makis or makis madras, and the father kills his son b'shegeg, or the Rebbe kills his Talmud b'shegeg, or the Shliach Bezin kills the one that's chayim makis b'shegeg, then in all cases they would not be chayim to go to Golus, as they were involved in doing a mitzvah and not involved in doing a dvar rishus. And our Gemara begins and discusses the first case of the Mishnah, which stated, Hazerik Evel Rishus Rabim V'Horag HaReza Goyla. And the Gemara asks, Rishus Rabim Mezidhu, that how can you say the Reuven would be chayiv to go to Golos, if L'chayra, since he threw a stone into Rishus Rabim, where there are many people, so although he didn't intend to kill anyone, and therefore it's not Mamish Mezid, but at least it's Karv L'Mezid, and therefore he should not be chayiv Golos. The Gemara explains, Amar Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, B'Seises Kislai, that we're referring to a case where Reuven was knocking down his wall, and therefore it's not considered a case of Karv L'Mezid. However, the Gemara is, that certainly when someone's knocking down a wall, then they can't just knock it down into Rishus Rabim, and certainly they have to be careful, and since he wasn't careful, this would also be Karv L'Mezid. However, the Gemara explains, B'seises Kaisel B'Layla, that he was knocking his wall down at night. However, the Gemara is, B'Layla Nami, B'Layla Liyune, that certainly he still has to be careful at night, because people are walking to Rishus Rabim, and if so, he still would be Karv L'Mezid, and why would the Mishnah say that he's Chayiv Golos? And therefore, the Gemara explains, B'seises Kaisel La'ashba, that Inachinami, that when the Mishnah mentioned Rishus Rabim, is not referring to a classical case of Rishus Rabim, and it's referring to a place where all have a right to be, and it's referring to a public garbage dump where people would throw their garbage, and at times people would actually go to the bathroom in that place. And if Reuven throws a stone into that area, then if it hits Shimon and Shimon dies, then Reuven would be chayav to go to Golos. And the Gemara now is, Hai Ashba Hechidami, what type of Ashba are referring to? Ish Chichi Barabim, if there are people that go there in order to go to the bathroom, Pesheyahu, so once again, Reuven is considered Pesheya, and this would be Karv L'Mezid, and how could we say that it would be Chayav Golos? And Ilo Ish Chichi Barabim, Onesu, and if there aren't aren't many people there, then Reuven should be considered Oinis. And once again, why would he be chayiv to go to Golis? And Amar Papa, and therefore Papa explains, Leitzricha el ashba asui li panas babu laglo ve'in asui li panas babiyoim ve'ikud mikri v'yosiv, that our Mishnah is referring to a case where Reuven threw a stone into a garbage dump during the daytime, and although this garbage dump is somewhere where people actually frequent at night, however, generally people don't go to the bathroom there during the daytime. However, there are times that people go to the bathroom there, and therefore Peshe lo have, Reuven's not considered Peshea, the Ha'ino asui li panas babiyoim, because ultimately not many people go to the bathroom there during the daytime, and Oinis nami lo have, the ikadimik reviyosev, and Reuven is also not considered Oinis, as lemaisa there are people that go to the bathroom there during the daytime, and that's why our Mishnah teaches us that in this case, Hazerik Evelu Shis Rabin Vahurig, Hariz the Gugla, that Reuven will be chayiv to go to Golis, and Ayin Tesis Diva Maschel Light Tsricha Ella, Pirish, Mehashta Light Tsarach La Ukma Besaisa, Duhadim Bezerik Mamish, and that's why a Papa used a Lashon of Light Tsricha Ella, as originally the Gemara was explaining that we're talking about a scenario where Reuven was knocking down his wall into a garbage dump. However, at this point, the Gemara changes course, and the Gemara says it could be that Reuven was actually throwing stones into a garbage dump, and even so, he's chayiv to go to Golis. And as Taisis continues, Ba'ashba Asuya, Ba'ashta Mari B'yoim, Uvizerik La'ashba, V'lei B'seisa Kaislai, as we explain, and Taisis continues and is bothered that Lachiris, since Rav Papa is explaining that the Mishnah is referring to a case where Reuven threw a stone into a garbage dump during the day, so what's the relevance as to its usage during the night? And as Taisis is, V'ntayma, V'linka Be'in Asuya L'ponis Klal, Gambalayla, V'ikun Mikri V'yosev, Uchikama Hashta, V'yishleima Dim Kain Onesu, as in this case would be considered Oinis, the less la suke daite, hod mikra viyosev, kivin shein asuli panish klal, since it is not used as a bathroom at all, aval hashto basuli panish belaila, isle la suke daite gam biyoim, hod mikra viyosev. However, since this is used as a regular bathroom at night, so therefore even during the daytime, Reuven should have realized that it could be that some people will use it during the day, and therefore Reuven is not considered Oinis, and instead he will be chayiv to go to Golis. Our Gemara now continues and quotes from the Mishnah, where Blaz ben Yaakov Imeh, Imich Shiyotza Eva Miyadoi, Hoitzi Halos Reisha Vikibla, Hareza Pata, and the Gemara begins and brings a Braisa, Tana Rabbanon, that the Pasuk and Pasha shaped him states, Umotza Israel Bayar, so Prat Lamamsis Atzmai, that's only referring to a case where the Basel found a person, and this is coming to exclude a case where the person found the iron as the person came into the area after the iron was already in the air, or after Reuven already threw the stone, Mikanam Rabbalaz ben Yaakov, Imich Shiyotza Eva Miyadoi, Hoitzi Halos Reisha Vikibla Pata, and this is the makar for the sheet of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov that we saw in the Mishnah. The Gemara now continues, L'meimra de Matzah Beikar Mashma. We just saw that we explained the word Umatzah, that Shimon was already in the forest at the time that Reuven threw this object, and the word Umatzah signifies that one was already there and in position. And the Gemara now is, for a minute, I'll ask you a stira from the following Braisa, is when the Torah speaks about the Geula of Estei Achuza, so the Pasuk and Pasha B'chosei states, V'ishki lo'yi lo'yoyel v'sigu yodoy Umatzah k'dei Geulasai, and the Torah teaches us that if Reuven is desperate and therefore he sells a stei achuza, and then at a later point he finds money and he comes into money, then he has a right to buy it back and to redeem his property. And the Braisa teaches us that since the pasuk says umatzah prat l'matzoi shaliyimka barachik v'yigol b'karev barav v'yigol b'yafa, that the pasuk is teaching us that the only time that Reuven has a right to redeem his stei achuza is only if originally he didn't have money and now he finds money. However, if originally he had this money, then he can't go and redeem this land. And even if originally Reuven didn't have any cash, but for example, Reuven had two parcels of land, and parcel A was better than parcel B, and he went and sold parcel A, and then at a later point, he sold parcel B, and he now wants to go and redeem parcel A, which is a better piece of land, either because it's closer to him, or because it's a better quality of land, and in either case, he would not have a right to force Shimon, who is the buyer, to let him buy back parcel A. And as Rashi states, Im hoisa gula zum, etzuri biyoda kishimachra, and kaifin salakech, lachzir loy li padais. L'maisa, we see that the taich of the word matzah is that he now finds money, or he has money at this point, but he didn't have originally. Therefore, how could we explain that when the pasuk in the Gea Gola states, umatzah sre'eyu, that's prat l'mamsis atzmai, and it's coming to exclude someone that wasn't there at the time when Reuven threw the stone, when the axe started flying through the air? And the Gemara answers, Om rabba hach min yon nekra, v'hasim min yon nekra. The rabba explains that really the word matzah can either mean that someone is presently there, or can mean something that occurs in the future, and therefore it will always be based on the context of the psukim. And as Rabbi continues, Hasam in Yonadakra, Umatza Dumyud of Visigyadai, Ma Sigyadai v'hashda af motzer nami v'hashda, that since in the pasuk b'negeis teyachuzo, the pasuk says v'ish kilo yilei goyel v'sigu yado yimotzer k'dei gulasai, the word v'sigu yado is certainly talking about a future occurrence. Therefore, when the pasuk states umotzer, it's also referring to a future occurrence, and the Torah is specifically talking about a case where Reuven came into money at a later point. That the word umotzer is similar to the yar and similar to the forest, and my yar meeted isimei kara, and just like the forest was previously here, afu umotzer nami meeted isimei kara. Therefore, when the Torah states umotzer sreiu, it's also referring to your friend that was already in the forest at the time of your action. Therefore, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is able to learn that if Reuven threw a stone into Rishus Rabim, and at that time Shimon was not in Rishus Rabim, and then Shimon sticks his head out of the window and he's hit by the stone, then Reuven would not be chayev to go to Golos. Ayin and Rashi Masechtas Erchin on Daf Lamed Amud Beis, where he explains Ma'asig Yodim Mahashta the Vadi Meikar Kishemachul Loihayis Yodim Maseges Kedechsev, as the pasuk specifically states Ki Yomach Achicha Umachem Achuzasai. Ayin Ritvo points out that when Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov stated his din La Pluktehi Diz Nana Machlekes the Hamikra Nas Below Bebraisa the Tanal Rabbanon, and the reason why a Mishnah quotes in the name of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is Lefisha Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Chidish Oisa Tali Labidi Day Uchidatani Bebraisa Tanal Rabbanon. And even if you will say that there is actually a machlekes, then lemaisa we pass on Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, as we have a cloud that mishnasi show Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov kavinoki, and we always pass on like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. And number two, our gemara certainly shows that we're going like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, as we bring the entire brisa like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Our gemara continues and quotes from the mishnah. And really, our Gemara will focus on the last din of our Mishnah, that B'shal Eimeh, Machatavis Esav and Shus, Yotza Ava Makas Binoi, V'Rav Zoyedis Talmida, V'Shleach Bezdin. And the Gemara begins, Omer Nehum Rabbanon Rava, that the Talmud Chacham said to Rava, M'maydim Machatavis Esav and Shus, how do we know that Torah is speaking about a case where someone went into the forest in order to chop wood, which was a Dvar Rishus, Dilum Mechatavis Esav and Sukkah, and Mechatavis Esav and Racha, V'afil Hachi Om Rachman Aligli, that maybe the Torah is speaking about a case where Reuven went into the forest in order to chop wood for a sukkah, or in order to chop wood for the marocha, for the mizbeach. And the Torah is teaching us that even though Reuven was involved in a dvar mitzvah, that even so, if he kills someone in b'shoigeg, you would be chayav to go to Golis. And similarly, ha'ava makas benoi v'rav reads talmida v'shtirich bezin would be chayav to go to Golis. And the Gemara continues that amalei that Rav responded to Humer Abanon kivin the matzah chata of lav mitzvah, that since if you had found cut wood, there would not be a specific mitzvah to cut wood in order to build your sukkah or in order to make the ma'aracha for the mizbeach, hashnami la mitzvah, and therefore you can't say that when someone doesn't have wood, that that's considered a mitzvah. Therefore, all cases where someone goes and cuts wood, that's certainly for dvar rishus, and therefore Abishol is correct when he learns, macha tavis etzim rishus, yotza ava makas benoi, varav reidus tamidai v'shteach bezdin. And the Gemara continues, isfer Ravina Rava. Ravina asked the following question to Rava for our Mishnah, as our Mishnah states, yotza ava makas benoi, varav reidus tamidai v'shteach Bezdin, and Lebo Kivin Yul Gomer Lab Mitzvah, Hashanami Lab Mitzvah, the Lachir we should say a similar Svarah, that since if there's a child that doesn't need Musar, is doing everything properly, and is on the Derech HaEmes, then certainly there's no mitzvah for the father to hit the son, or for a Rebbe to hit his Talmud, then Lachir we should say the same Svarah, that even in a scenario where the son is not doing the proper thing, that there's no mitzvah for a father to hit his son, and there's no mitzvah for a Rebbe to hit a Talmud, even if the Talmud is not behaving properly. However, Rav responds to Ravina, then the case of a father and a son, and the case of Rebbe and a Talmud, that even if the child is doing properly, then there's still a mitzvah to hit the child. The chsiv, as the pasuk of Mishlei teaches us, Yaser bincha v'nichecha v'yitim adanu l'avshecha, that even if your son is doing properly, you should give him musar today, in order that in the future he will give you nachas, and that in the future he will bring pleasure to your soul. The Gemara continues, Hadam Ravo lav milsi damri, that Ravo then stated that really I don't have to explain it in this manner. And as Rashi explains, that I didn't have to bring a pasuk of Mishlei, as I could have answered Ravina from the pasuk itself. And Rav explains that since the pasuk in Pasha Shavtim states, so the Lashon Asher is mashmar that he had a choice if he should go into the forest or not. And therefore he explains, that we see the pasuk is telling us that if Reuven wanted, he could have gone into the forest, but if he wanted, he didn't have to go into the forest, as there was no mitzvah to do at this moment, and it was only a dvar rishus, as if you will say that the pasuk is referring to chopping wood for a sukkah or chopping wood for any other mitzvah, then certainly Reuven didn't have a choice if he should go into the forest or not, as certainly he would be obligated to go into the forest. Therefore, we see that the Torah is being mechadish to us that the only time that the chiyuv to go to Golus is only if you are oisik in the Dvar Rishus. However, if one is being oisik in the Dvar Mitzvah, and for example, Ava Makis Benoi, or Rav Roides Talmide, Vishlech Bezin, and potentially even someone that goes into a forest in order to collect wood for a sukkah or for the Marach of the Mizbeach, then in all those cases, if Reuven kills Shimon B'Shegeg, then Reuven would not be chayiv to go to Golus as he was involved in the Dvar Mitzvah. The Gemara now continues, only Rav Adaba Avil Ravo, so Rav Adaba Avil asked Ravo that Kolech Chsiv Asher, the Boyu, that you're telling me that since the Pasuk says, Vasher Yoveh Yisrael Bayar, that is referring to a Dvar Rishus, and the Mashmois is that he had a choice if he wanted to go into the forest or not. So Elam Me'ato, that if this is true, then when the Pasuk in Pashas Chukah states, the Isha Shiitma Vole Yischato V'nichusa Nefeshahim Mitoich HaKol, Ki Es Mikdash Hashem Timei, May Nid Eloi Zoyer Kalov, Tomei Hu, and the Pasuk tells us that if someone is Tomei and they go into the Beis HaMikdash, then they'll be Chayev Karis. And L'chiru, since the Pasuk uses Lashon Asher, as it says, V'isha Shiitma, so we should understand the Pasuk, Iboy Mitma, Iboy Loi Mitma, that we're only talking about someone that has a choice to become Tomei or not become Tomei, and only in that case, if you went to the Beis HaMikdash, would you be Chayev Karis. However, Mes Mitzvah, Loi Sogid, Loi Mitma, Hachinami de Pato, but if someone is Mitami themselves to a Mes Mitzvah, what is a Mitzvah to do so, then L'chiru, the Chayev Karis should not apply, and if someone is Tomei from a Mes Mitzvah, and he goes into the Beis HaMikdash, then he should not be Chayev Karis, and as Rashi says, Iboy Mitma, Iboy Loi Mitma, Oysa Chayev L'cho HaKos of Karis, Im Nichlun Smigdash Betum Azu, and Hachinami de Pato Mikaris. Ein Rabbein Chananel, who seems to take this a bit further, and he states, in Nitma Mitumas Meis, could go in Tumas Meis Mitzvah, Hachinami de Pato Mechita V'Tvilah, then L'chayu we should learn that this person would not have to go through the entire process of Tvilah and of Tyra, and he would not be Tomei at all, Ayin Shom. And the Gemara continues that Rav responds to Rav Adabahava, that Shani Hossam, that Benegea Tumma, even though the Pasuk states Eloshin Asher, but based on the extra Pasuk, we actually know that it even refers to someone that became Tomei through Mes Mitzvah, or in the case of a Kohen Hedid, had a Chiyuv to become Tomei to one of his Sheva Kraivim. The Omer Kra, as seven Pesukim beforehand, the Pasuk states in Sefer Bab Midbo in Perek Yud Tes, Pasuk Yud Gimel, Kol Negea B'meis B'Nefesh Ha'odom Asher Yomos, V'lo Yizchato Es Mishkan Hashem Timei, V'nichrusa Nefesh Heim Yisrael, Ki Mei Nida Lo Yizari Kalav, Tomei Yiyya, Oytu Masuvai, and as the Gemara continues in Daf Chesom Abeis, Tomei Yiyya Mikol Mokoyim, that since the Pasuk states, Tomei Yiyya, so it teaches us that in all cases that he became Tomei, and even if he became Tomei through a Mes Mitzvah, or through any other Mitzvah, that it would still be an Issa to go into the Beis HaMikdash, and if he would go into the Beis HaMikdash, he would be Chayiv Karis. And the Gemara asks, how can you say the word Tomei Yiyya is extra, but Ahumi Boilil Chetanya, that we need the words Tomei Yiyya for the following, as the Brisa states, Tomei Yiyya, the Rabbis Tvol Yoyim, that these words actually teach us that even if Reuven was Tomei, and he went to the Mikvah, and now he's a Tvol Yoyim, and his Tumah is on a lower dagger, but if he goes into the Beis HaMikdash during this period of time, he will still be Chayiv Karis. And when the Pasuk states, Tumasa Yvoi, the Rabbis Mechusa Kippurim, that the Torah is teaching us that even if someone was a Zav Zava or Yeledes Umetzera, not only do they have to go to the mikvah and have Har HaShemesh, but there's also a chiyuv to bring a carbon, and if they did not yet bring a carbon and they went into the Beis HaMikdash, that they would be Chayiv Karis. And Amalei and Rav respond to Rav Ravachana, Ano Me'oy Kamina, that my limud was not for the words Tameiya or from the word Tumasa Yvoi, but was from the extra word of Oid Tumasa Yvoi, and since the Torah used the Lashon Oid, therefore we learn out that if someone is actually Tomei Meis, even if he became Tomei Meis because of a mitzvah, that there would still be an issa to go into the Beis HaMikdash, and if he would go into the Beis HaMikdash, then he would be Chayav Karis. And as Rashi states, Me'oy Kamina, Oy Tu Masi Boy, Oy Kroy Yisera, L'drashuhu, Ayin Shom. And Agamar continues, Ikid Masin Lo Aha, and the previous sugya began, Omal Ehum Rabbanu L'Rava, Mi Maidu Mechatovis Eitzim L'Rishus, Vilma Mechatovis Eitzim L'Sukka, U Mechatovis Eitzim L'Maracha. And Rava responded, and then Ravina asked a question to Rava from our Mishnah, and our Gemara now brings another version as to the Shakla V'taya, and the Gemara will now bring a machlekes between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel as to how to explain the pasuk that we find in Pasuk Kisisa, as the pasuk states, Sheshes Yom Tavoid Uviyom Ashvi Tishbois, Bechor Sheva Kotze Tishbois, and certainly the beginning of the pasuk is referring to Issa of Malacha on Shabbos. However, there's machlekes between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel as to how to understand the end of the pasuk. This memory is actually a brisa, but it's a similar Mishnah, Masechet Shviyos, and the brisa states that when the Torah states, Bechor Sheva Kotze Tishbois, that Rabbi Akiva holds that certainly these words are referring to the year of Shemitah, and therefore Rabbi Akiva Ima, Einitzarach Lema, Chor Shal Shviyos, Vekotze Shal Shviyos, And certainly the Pasuk didn't have to teach us that you're not allowed to plow and you're not allowed to harvest during the year of Shemitah, and Shari Krat Nema, as the Pasuk in Bahar already states, Sad Chalei Sizra V'cham Chalei Sizmar. And therefore, Rabbi Akiva tells us, El Afilu Chor Shal Eres Shviyah Shenichlis L'Shviyahs V'Katzah Shal Shviyah Sheyitzel L'Maitzei Shviyahs, that the Pasuk is teaching us that there's an Issa to plow during the 6th year of Shemitah if it will help the produce that will grow in the 7th year, which is Shemitah. And similarly, if there is Tfua that grew during the 7th year, then it's also to cut it during the 8th year as well. And in Rashi, who explains that Rabbi Akiva holds that the end of the Pasuk is certainly talking about Shemitah, Dal Kochel B'Shviyahs to Shemitah Kosu B'Dabo, the Ikid Chsiv, that Yom HaShvikai, that's really referring to Shabbos, Maish Nechorish V'Kotze D'Noket, then why did the Torah specifically speak about Harish and Katsira, which are only two of the Laman Tes Melachos, Elohochi Kama, Sheshes Yom Tavoid V'Shviyah Tishbais, they should work 6 days, and on the 7th day you rest. However, the Torah continues, V'Shish Shata Ivaben, and even on the 6th day, when you're generally allowed to work, B'Chorish V'Kotze Tishbais, but there are times that even if it's not the year of Shemitah, you're not allowed to plow, and you're not allowed to cut your grain. And as Rashi states, HaNichlis L'Shviyah, L'Yachrish B'Shishes, Chorisha Me'elos L'Shviyahs, V'Kotze Shal Shviyahs, Hayyotze L'Maitzei Shviyahs, Shemeviyah Shlish B'Shviyahs, Ma'oz Heruyali Kotze, Vim Kotze B'Shviyahs, Tzorach Linen B'Kedush Shviyahs, and the Shakla V'Taya of Rava will not be relevant to the Sheet of Rabbi Kiva. However, the Bryson continues that Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Rabbi Shmuel argues on Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Shmuel holds that even the end of the Pasuk is referring to the Issa of Shabbos, and the reason why the Torah mentions Chorisha and Katsira is in order to teach us Machor Shushus, Af Kotzer Shushus, Yotze Katsira Imeshu Mitzvah, that just like if someone is going to plow, it has to be a plowing that is a Rishus, then the same would apply B'negei Katsira, and the only time that the Issa of Shabbos applies is only by Katsira of Rishus. However, if on the night of the 16th of Nisan they had to cut barley in order to bring the Korban Omer, then since it's a Katsira of a Mitzvah, therefore the Issa of Shabbos doesn't apply, and if the night of the 16th of Nisan would be Shabbos, it would be mutter to cut barley in order to bring the Omer on the 16th of Nisan. And as in regard to this, remember of Rabbi Shmuel, that Amalei Ahum Rabban Rava, that this Talmud Chacham said to Rava, Mimai de Chirisha de Rishus, that how do you know that every Chirisha is one of Rishus, Dilma Chirisha's Omer de Mitzvah, maybe it's referring to plowing for the Omer, which will be a Mitzvah, and even so, the Torah teaches us that you can't do Malach on Shabbos, and you can't plow for the Korban Omer, and therefore, the same would apply B'negei Katsira for the Omer, that it would also be also to harvest barley on the 16th of Nisan in order to bring the Korban Omer, even though it's a Mitzvah. And it was in regard to this question that Amalei, that Rav responded to Humi Rabbanon, that Kivin in Matzah Chorish, Ein Chorish, Lav Mitzvah, that B'negei Chorisha, since if you would find a field that was plowed, there is no Mitzvah to plow a field specifically for the Korban Omer. Therefore, even if you didn't find a field that's plowed, and you're plowing this field specifically for the Korban Omer, that would not be considered a Mitzvah, and would still have a din of Rishos, and therefore, Rabbi Shmuel's limit is correct, that Machor Rishos, Af Kotzer Rishos, Yotze Katsir HaImer, Shu Mitzvah, and Ayin Rashi, Ava Kotzer, Afilu Matzah Kotzer, Mitzvah Likzer Lishma, Dechsev Ukutzartem, Vervesem Es HaImer, and there's a specific Mitzvah to cut barley in order to bring the Korban HaImer from that specific barley. And the Gemara continues that was on this member of Rava, that Esi Ravina Rava, that Ravina asked a question to Rava from a Mishnah, as the Mishnah stated, Yotze Ava Makis Benoi, Rav Reidus Talmida V'Shliach Bezdin, and since they're involved in a mitzvah, so even if the father would kill his son, or the Rebbe would kill his Talmud, then there would not be a Chiyuv of Golus. And Ravina asked Rava, that L'chir according to Yisfara, V'amai, Leim Okivin Di Lugam Elav Mitzvah, Hashanami Elav Mitzvah, that L'chir we should say that since if the child was following the proper derech, then there wouldn't be a mitzvah to hit the child, that even when you hit the child when he's not acting properly, then that's not considered a mitzvah, and therefore a father or Rebbe should be chayiv to go to Golus. And once again, Rav responds to Ravina and brings two different answers. And Rav first states, "Hasam avagad the gomer nami mitzvah kaved dechsev yaseh bin chavay nichecha," as we previously saw. And therefore, in a case where a father hits a child or a Rebbe hits a Talmud, it's always going to be a mitzvah. However, the Gemara continues, "Hadam Rav lab milsi the amri," that Rav then responded that really I don't have to come on to that svara, and even if I would be incorrect with my svara of kivin in matzah chorish ein chorish lab mitzvah, but the Maisa Rabbi Shmuel's drasha is still a proper drasha, and my time and what is the reason? As the drasha of Rabbi Shmuel is as follows: that katsira dumi de chorisha, ma chorisha matzah chorish ein chorish, and just like b'negei chorisha, in all cases, if they would find actual plowed field, then there's never a mitzvah to plow a field specifically for the omer or for any other mitzvah. So af katsira nami, and as Rashi explains, af kotzer b'hachi Askinon, also when the Torah mentions Katsira, we're talking about a specific scenario, Shematza Katsa in Mitzvah Litza, that when the Torah states that it is a Malach on Shabbos to do Katsira, that's only referring to a case where there is no mitzvah, and if you would find previously harvested grain, then there would be no mitzvah to harvest any grain. And therefore, Rabbi Shmuel learns, Yatza Katsira Imesh Afilu Matza Katsa Mitzvah Litza, and therefore we can learn that the Torah is excluding a case where someone's cutting tfuah for the Omer, as even if you would find harvested grain, there is still a mitzvah to cut grain specifically for the carbon Omer. And also, Ayin Rashi did a maschal of Milsi da Amri, and Rava states, Shahoya Lila Shiva Chuva Nitzeches, the Krah Lab Mitzvah Iri, Ayin Sham. And before we continue with the next Mishnah, let us go back to Rashi at the bottom of Daf Chesem Aleph, where Rashi states in the maschal Hashanami, Kilim Mosacha Tuva, Enechatova Mitzvah, that Benegea cutting wood for a sukkah, even if you would not find any wood, there would still not be any mitzvah to specifically cut wood for a sukkah, El Asiyas HaSukkah. However, Rashi adds in that there is a mitzvah to build a sukkah, and Ayin Mefarshim that discusses Rashi in reference to the Yushalmi that states, when someone builds a sukkah, they make a bracha, Shek Yitzanam Mitzvah Yitzivanu, Al Asiyas Sukkah. And we continue with the new Mishnah, and the Mishnah teaches us, Ha'av Goyla Alideya Ben, Va'ben Goyla Alideya Av, that a father would go to Golus if he kills his son B'Shegeg, and a son will go to Golus if he kills his father B'Shegeg. And the Mishnah continues, Hakol Goylan Alidei Yisrael, that everyone will go to Golus if they kill Yisrael, and the Gemara will explain what the words Hakol Goylan is coming to include, and the Yisrael Goylan Alideyan Chutz Miger Taishav, and Yisrael that kills anyone will go to Golus, aside from a case where Yisrael kills a Ger Taishav. Finally, the Mishnah teaches us, V'Ger Taishav Eina Goyla El Alidei Ger Taishav, that a Ger Taishav will only go to Golus if he kills another Ger Taishav, but if he kills a Yisrael, he will not be Chayiv Golus. And our Gemara begins and focuses on the first in the Mishnah that stated, Av Goyla Alidei Ben, that if a father kills his son B'Shegeg, then the father will be Chayiv Golus. And the Gemara is that how can you say that a father will be Chayiv to go to Golus for killing his son B'Shegeg if Abishol taught us at the end of the previous Mishnah, Yotza Abba Makis Benoi, that if a father is hitting his son in order to give him Musa, then the father will not be Chayiv to go to Golus. And Taisus is bothered that what's the major question of the Gemara, if the Gemara could have answered that a father goes to Golus if he's chopping wood and the axe flies away and it hits his son and he kills his son, and certainly in that case the father will be chayiv to go to Golus. And Taisus explains that certainly in that case it's pashut that the father would go to Golus, as there is no difference between a father and any other person in that scenario. And when our Mishnah mentions Ha'av Goyla Alidei Ben, it's mashma that a father is going to Golus when he's doing something with the son that is based on a father-son relationship, and therefore the Gemara asks this question that L'chayr, if he's giving him Musa, then L'chayr, the father would not be Chayiv Golus, as we learned in the previous Mishnah. And our Gemara answers the Gomer that in the Chanami, our Mishnah is talking about a scenario where the child is going into proper derech, and really the father didn't have to hit the son. And the Mishnah teaches us that in this case, if the father hits the son, then the father would be Chayiv to go to Golus. However, the Gemara is, by Amrit, I forgot the Gomer mitzvah ka'avid, that Rava previously taught us, based on the Pasuk Mishlei of Yaseh Bincha Ve'yanechecha, that a father has a right to hit his son, even when he's following the proper path, in order to make sure that he continues to follow the proper path. Therefore, the Gemara explains, B'shulji Denagri, that in the Chanami, our Mishnah is referring to a case where the father is acting as an apprentice to his son in order to teach him how to be a carpenter. And in that case, if the father hits his son and the son dies, then the father will be chayiv to go to Golus. However, the Gemara is that even in that case, the father is involved in a mitzvah. And as the Gemara continues, B'shulji Denagri, Chiyusuhu Delamdei, that Lamaisa, when a father is teaching his son how to be a carpenter, he's teaching him how to earn a livelihood. And as Rashi brings down, based on the Mishnah Maseches Kedushin, Va'afzu Mitzvah La'av L'Lamdoi D'Alfina Lo Mikro B'Perakam Kedushin D'Chsiv, and as the Pasuk in Kehelas states, Rei Chayim Isha Shehavta and Hikish Umnes Shu Chiyusa L'Isha K'Shem Sh'Avil Chayiv L'Asi Isha K'Chsiv, and as the Pasuk tells us, U'Kechulu B'Nechem Noshim, so Kach Chayiv L'Lamdoi Umnes. And since the father was involved in a mitzvah, then why would the father be Chayiv to go to Golus? And finally, the Gemara explains the Gomum Nasechriti, that's referring to a case where the father is teaching the son an extra umnis, and in this case it's not a mitzvah for the father to do this, and since the father is involved in the reshus, therefore our Mishnah teaches us Ha'av Goyla Alidei Ben, then this scenario a father will go to Golus if he kills his son B'Shegeg. And as Rabbeinu Chanan states, Nimtza Av Makehu Shalei B'Shus Lefikach Goyla Avon HaMakehu Lamdei Teira Yimusa Einei Goyla. And our Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah that Ben Goyla Alidei Av, that if a son kills his father B'Shegeg, then the son will go to Golus. And the Gemara is, for a mini, I'll ask you a steer from a brisa. As as the pasuk in Pashas Maaseh states, "L'vnei Yisrael v'lager v'l'toshav b'techem tiyena sheisha arma ilu l'miklat lo neshama kol makin nefesh b'shkogo." And the Brisa teaches us that when the pasuk tells us makin nefesh prat l'maka aviv, this comes to exclude a case where son hits his father that he would not go to galus. And right now, the Gemara's havmina is that we're referring to a case where son hits his father and he kills his father b'shoygeg, that the son would not go to galus. And our Mishnah stated that a ben is good lali de'av, that a ben does go to galus if he kills his father b'shoygeg. And the Gemara will now bring two terutzim, as Amrav Kana, Rav Kana explains leikasha harav Shimon harav Bonan, that in the chenami our Mishnah and the Brisa are being chaylik, and the Brisa is going according to Rav Shimon. And as we explain lefi Rav Shimon, if a son hits his father and kills his father b'shoygeg, the son will not go to galus. However, our Mishnah is going lefi the shita Rabbanon, and according to Rabbanon, if a son kills their father b'shoygeg, then they would be chayiv to go to galus. We will read the words of the Gemara quickly, and then we will explain it in detail. As the Gemara explains, Rav Shimon da amechen chom misayif shigus sayif nitnul kapara shigus chenek le nitnul kapara. However, Rabbanon da amri sayif chom mechenek, and therefore herig of a b'shoygeg shigus sayifu v'shigus sayif nitnul kapara. In order to understand this sugya, let us remember that we had a machlekes in Masechta Sanhedrin between Rav Shimon and Chachamim as to the order of the Dalam Mises Bezdin, as the Chachamim held that the order of the Dalam Mises Bezdin, order of which one is more stringent than the other, is Skila Sreif or Hereg v'Chenek, while Rav Shimon held that the order is Sreif for Skila, Chenek and then Hereg. And as we know, the major nafkamina between Rav Shimon and Rabbanon is where someone is going to be Chayiv two Mises, and the question is which Misa to give that person. So certainly we will give that person whichever Misa is more Chomer. And as we know, if Yisrael kills another Yisrael, then the Chayiv Sayif. And we also know that if a son hits his father and creates a Chabura, then the son will be Chayiv Chenek. Therefore, there would be an afkamina between the Shita Rav Shimon and Rabbanon in a case where a son kills his father b'mezid with Hasra. And since the son created a Chabura in his father, which he would be Chayiv Chenek for, and he also killed another Yisrael, which he would be Chayiv Sayif for, so according to Rav Shimon, he would be Chayiv Chenek, which is more Chomer. And according to Rabbanon, although if a son hits his father and he creates a chabura and he doesn't kill his father, he'd be chayiv chenek. But if his son kills his father, then he would be chayiv sayif, as sayif is more chomer than chenek. Therefore, when our Mishnah teaches us haben goy lal yidei av, that if his son kills his father b'shoygeg, he would go to galus, that's going lefi the shita Rabbanon, that it doesn't make a difference if a regular person kills another person or if a father kills a son. Then in both cases, if it was done b'mezid, then they would be chayiv sayif. And since we know that the Torah teaches us that if someone kills someone b'shoygeg, that although if they did so b'mezid, they'd be chayiv sayif, but now that they killed the person b'shoygeg, so the Torah gives them a kapara, and the Torah states that they only have to go to galus, and therefore the same would apply if a son kills his father, as if he would kill his father b'mezid, he would be chayiv sayif, and now that he killed his father b'shoygeg, so the Torah gives him a kapara and allows him to go to galus. However, the Brisa is going according to Shita Rav Shimon, and since Rav Shimon holds that when a person kills his father, then they're not chayiv sayif, and instead the chayiv chenek, which is more chomer. So therefore, the Brisa tells us maka nefesh prat l'maka aviv, that the only time that the Torah was makel on a person, and the Torah states that if you kill someone b'shoygeg, you go to galus, that is only in a case where if you kill that person b'mezid, there would be a chiv of sayif, and therefore the Torah was makel and said that if you kill the person b'shoygeg, you would go to galus. However, since lefi Rav Shimon, if a son kills his father b'mezid, he is chayiv chenek, which is more chomer. So the Torah teaches us that if a son kills his father b'shoygeg, then we did not give him the opportunity to go to galus. And as the Gemara stated, shigas sayif nitnul kapara, shigas chenek le nitnul kapara. And keep in mind that lefi the Teretz Rabbi Kana, it comes out that the Brisa is going shalik halacha, as the Brisa is going only lefi the shita Rabbi Shimon. However, the Gemara continues, Rava Amma, that Rava explains that it's possible to explain that the Brisa is even going like the shita Rabbanon, and it's even going halacha, that the order of the Mises are skila straight for Herig v'chenek. And certainly, even the Brisa agrees to our Mishnah that ben goyel al yidei av, that if his son kills his father b'shoygeg, then certainly the son would be chayiv to go to galus. As lefi Rabbanon, this is a case of shigur sayif and nitnul kapara. However, when the Brisa stated makin nefesh prat l'maka aviv, it's not referring to a case where son killed his father, and the actual chiddush of the Brisa is referring to a case where son hit his father b'shoygeg and he created chabur on his father b'shoygeg. As Rava teaches us that the Brisa is telling us prat l'isa chabur ba'aviv b'shoygeg, that when the Torah states makin nefesh, so the Torah is teaching us that the only time that you be chayiv galus is only if you kill the person. However, if one's son hits his father b'shoygeg and he creates Yitzchak Habura, then he would not be chayiv to go to Golis. And Rava continues that the chiddush of the brayse is Sakadat Chamina kivu de meze baktalu b'shogig namig ligli kamash mlon, that since if a child hits his father b'meze, then he creates a chabura, that the child is chayiv misa b'dei adam. So therefore, if he hits his father b'shogig and he creates a chabura, so maybe he would be chayiv to go to Golis kamash mlon, that the chiyuv of Golis is only when you kill someone and not when you hit someone and you create a chabura. The Gemara continues and quotes from the Mishnah, Hakol Golun al Yidei Yisrael, that anyone that kills Yisrael will be chayiv to go to Golis. And certainly the word Hakol is not referring to a goy that kills Yisrael b'shogeg, as certainly the chiyuv of Golis would not apply in that scenario. And therefore, Gemara asks, Hakol Golun al Yidei Yisrael l'asui mai, that what is this coming to include? And the Gemara explains, l'asui eva v'kuti, that this is coming to include a case where an eva k'nani or a kuti kills Yisrael b'shogeg, and the chiyuv of Golis would apply to eva k'nani and a kuti. And the Gemara continues, Tanin Allah Dajar Rabbanan, that our Mishnah is actually teaching us the same din as the following Braisa. As the Braisa teaches us, Eved v'kuti goyil v'loika al yidei Yisrael, v'Yisrael goyil v'loika al yidei kuti v'eved. And the Gemara will now explain this Braisa, as Bishleim v'Eved v'kuti goyil al yidei Yisrael v'loika, that Bishleim is the first din of the Braisa that teaches us that Eved and the kuti is goyil al yidei Yisrael, and a loika, so goyil de katle, v'loika de latya, that the Mishnah is teaching us two dinim, that if Eved or kuti kill Yisrael b'shoigeg, then it would be chayav to go to Golis, and if Eved or kuti curse Yisrael, then they will be oivan alav, and therefore they'll be chayav malchus. And as Rashi states, two lines from the Bavna Amid, loika delatya v'arminim b'shvuas hamikal eschaveri oivu b'leis hasei. And even though there's no specific pasuk that teaches us that it's also to curse a regular Yisrael, however, asir b'ma'at sad me'mikal dayim v'nasi v'cheresh, as we learned in Masechta Sanhedrin, when our Mishnah stated hakol golin al yidei Yisrael, is referring to an Eved or kuti that kills Yisrael b'shogeg, that an Eved k'nani and a kuti would be chayiv to go to Golis. And our Gemara is going according to the Manda Omar that kuti al geri emesein. However, the Gemara continues, al Yisrael goyil v'loika al yidei kuti, but when the Sefer the Brisa stated that Yisrael is goyil and loika through a kuti, so bishleim a goyil de katle, so bishleim in a case where Yisrael killed a kuti b'shogeg or he killed an Eved b'shogeg, then certainly the Yisrael will be chayiv to go to Golis. El loika amai, when the Brisa tells us that Yisrael will receive malchus through a kuti, then what is it referring to? The latya, if you're going to say it's similar to the ratio, that's a case where Yisrael cursed a kuti, but the ma'aseh of the pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim states v'nasi ba'amcha lo yisar, that the only issa of cursing the nasi is only ba'amcha, and we learn out ba'isa ma'isa amcha that this issa only applies to those that are isa ma'isa amcha, and certainly the kuti would not isa ma'isa amcha, and why would Yisrael be chayim malchus for cursing a kuti? Therefore, it must be that both the ratio and the sefer are not referring to a case where either a kuti cursed Yisrael or Yisrael cursed a kuti. And Ela Amr of Acha by Yaakov could go in Shehid by Yehuzam. And therefore, the Brisa must be teaching us that if Yisrael said testimony regarding a kuti, that the kuti was Oivan Issa, and therefore the kuti should be Chayim Malchus, and then it turns out that the Yisrael was an Eid Zoymeim, then the Yisrael would be Chayim Malchus, and that's what the Sefer means when it states Yisrael Loika Al Yidei Kuti. However, the Gemara continues and asks, the Kavosei Gabi Eved Shehid by Yehuzam, that if you explain that the Brisa is referring to a case where an Eid became an Eid Zeimim, although in the Sefer we could explain similarly that if Yisrael said Eidus regarding an Eved Knani and wanted to be Mechayiv and Malchus, and then the Yisrael became an Eid Zeimim, then the Yisrael would be Chayiv Malchus. But Lemaisa would be impossible to explain the Reisha in this way, as when the Reisha stated that Eved Loika Al Yidei Yisrael, it can't be talking about a case where an Eved said Eidus regarding Yisrael, as Eved Bar Eidusu is an Eved Bar Eidus, and certainly can't testify against Yisrael, and therefore that can't be the case of the Reisha. And once again, because of this question, so the Gemara has to explain the Braisa in a different way, as Elom Rav Achabrei Rav Ika, Hocher Mayeskinen, Kagoyin Sheko Akosh, In Bashar Bruta, both the Reisha and the Sefer of the Braisa are referring to a case where either an Eved or a Kuti hit a Yisrael with Akosh, In Bashar Bruta, or Yisrael hit an Eved or Kuti with Akosh, In Bashar Bruta. And even though certainly there is an Issa to hit a Kuti or to hit an Eved Knani, or for an Eved Knani or Kuti to hit a Yisrael, and if they do so, they would be over and alive, but generally you would not be Chayiv Malchus, as we have a klal, Kadei Rishosai, Mishum Misha Achas Atam Bechayvoi, Viatam Mechayiv Mishum Shtei Rishois, and you can't be Mechayiv so in Momin and Malchus, and they would generally only be Chayiv Momin. However, since this Hakor was in Bashar Puta, so instead of paying any money, they would be Chayiv Malchus, and therefore the Reisha teaches us that if a Kuti or Eved hit a Yisrael, and it's Akosh in Bashar Puta, then the Eved Knani or the Kuti would be Chai Malkus because they hit a Yisrael. The Sefer is also teaching us that if a Yisrael hits a Kuti or an Eved Knani and it's Akosh Im Bashar Bruto, that the Yisrael will be Chai Malkus because he hit an Eved Knani or a Kuti. And as Rashi at the top of that Tesamin Aleph states, She'im Bashar Bruto, She'mish Bot Hashlumi Bruto, Mishalim Ve'ina Leika, the Afinim Beksubis Be'ilu Nairis, Beferi Shrib Sateri Chayu Chavir Tashlumin. However, V'chi'im Bashar Bruto, Leika, She'oval Leisesif, Pen Yosef. And as the Gemara continues, the Om Rab Ami, Om Rab Yechron, and this based on the sheet of Rab Ami, the name of Rab Yechron, that teaches us, He Koakos, She'im Bashar Bruto, Leika, that if a Yisrael hits another Yisrael, and the wound is less than a Shavar Bruto, then the Yisrael will be Chayim Malkus, as L'maisi was Ivan Isin Ateria of Leisesif, Pen Yosef. And the Chiddush of the Tanda of the Braisa is, B'lei Makshin Nakola Klala, that although Benegade Issa of cursing another Yisrael, we have a klal of Anasi Ba'amcha Leisar, and the only time that the Issa applies is Ba'isim Ma'isa Amcha, and therefore the Issa would not apply to Kuti. However, we do not make a hekesh between Hakka and between Klala. Therefore, the Tanna de Braisa teaches us that if a Yisrael hits a Kuti, and even if the Kuti is not Issa Ma'isa Amcha, the Yisrael will still be Chayim Malkus, as the Issa of Leisesif Pen Yosef even applies, even where someone is not Issa Ma'isa Amcha, and we will stop over here.